Welcome back. Another episode of the Scenario Podcast. We are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Brother Matt, what's been going on, my man?
Chilling, man. What's the business? What's
it be? Man, it's been cold as hell.
Yeah, it has been. It has been. It's been so damn cold, the ground exploded in Chicago.
Yeah, the Chicago, shout out to my people in Chicago. Minnesota, too, has been taking it bad as well.
It's been so damn cold that the police in Missouri said, please don't commit no crimes.
And that's an ass whooping coming, too.
Like,
if they got to get up and
like,
leave.
Like, people have got kids in school and stuff like that. They send, like, the little phone call out, like, hey, we're going to be closed tomorrow, so don't put them on the bus. Like, the police, what are they doing? Are they just driving down the street like a loudspeaker? Like, hey.
Like,
don't even fucking come out here tripping, because we not playing, because we not trying to get out the car.
Or no, they ain't trying to leave the station.
Oh, so you don't think they on the streets?
They ain't even
at
patrolling.
So it's just like, so they treat the hood like they treat the good side of town.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this. Did you see where it was coming from?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think there's any good side of town in that area either.
But literally, the state police, and somebody in Missouri. Some police department in Missouri.
I think it was like Washington, Missouri area, like Sullivan up in there.
Okay, so they just basically what they were saying is stop making meth and tripping.
Exactly.
That's what they were saying down
stop,
in them spots.
Stop having meth and prostitution for one day in one house.
Multi-house illegal scenarios.
Yeah, please don't do that. Yeah, but it's been cold, man. Sorry about last week, y'all. I was out of town for work on a thought tour, and then I came back, had on some family business, so we didn't get a chance to record. But we got a lot of dope stuff for y'all for today's show. Let's go and jump in the mailbag, man, right off the top. First one comes from T. Lawrence. He says, glad to see y'all took a break for once. Y'all been putting out hot fire every week. But with this week coming up, how do you all think of how LeBron feels with these coworkers that he don't like? And how do you think the coworkers feel that the new guy that came is the reason that all y'all getting fired?
Well, he ain't exactly wrong.
No, like, that's a great
analogy. Now, the trade deadline is coming gone, and Anthony Davis is still a Pelican.
Which I said that they should do in general if they want to make any kind of money this year for their home games.
Who's that? Just keep him?
Yeah, you had to.
My thing is that there's a chance now they might not play him the rest of the year.
That's illegal. You can't do that.
Well, it's the NBA.
But also, that's the Player Association, too. You can't do that. That's an antitrust thing situation.
Oh, I agree. I agree. But
you can't stop the man from playing.
No, it ain't about stopping him from playing. He might be all good with it. He wants for his stock to be in the absolute best state it can be so he can land where he wants to land.
If he's smart, he should say, I don't, but don't want to play. So he won't go against the Players Association.
Like, he's going to play in the All-Star game because there's money on the table.
And you want to kick it.
Yeah, I mean, you could go and kick it. Still, all the same.
You want to be able to be like out there, like you know, I got to, you know, you want to be at the club and be like, you know, I'm at the All-Star game tomorrow, right?
Oh, they know that. They know that. They know who he is.
When he stepped in, was he 7'1"?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
So he stepped in, you know what it is.
The brow, you know the brow when the brow walk in.
But remember the rumors that he was supposed to be dating Brittany Griner. Remember that? Did you hear about that?
I remember hearing about that, but I know that ain't.
Yeah, I was like. This is pre-internet, y'all, where we could really fact check. This is just like people's like, yo, you know, he messed with
Brittany
Griner.
That ain't happening.
And he might have let it ride just to like, you know, I'd let it ride. It's all good.
He might be the homie or something.
Yeah, they was both player of the year at the same time.
Right.
All that.
Right.
No, but so yeah, the Lakers. Yeah, I mean, but back to the original point there. Yeah, that's got to be awkward, right? Like LeBron comes to town. Like you've been here for a little while. You've been, you know, getting your roots set in. It's the only place you ever played in your career. New dude come to town, you find out all of a sudden that you ain't cutting it.
No, and you trained him on. You trained him for your job. You done gave him a tour of the building, and then he's gonna replace you.
Well, I mean, Magic and Kobe probably took him around the building.
That's true. Actually, this guy is gonna be your manager, and you don't even get to meet him.
Right. Exactly.
Like, hey, this is LeBron, your new manager. You'd be like, damn.
But, I mean, it's weird to see what's happening, though, because, like, the Lakers are, like, literally playing tight as hell on the other side of that. Like, they've been getting blown out a few times. LeBron get hurt. The rumor's still popping that, like, all of y'all. And it isn't even like it's around one or two people. It's literally around, like, the whole team that's not LeBron.
And, you know, everybody's up for grabs in general.
Like, but here's my thing is that when they're talking about they made an offer with Kyle Kuzma.
Mm-hmm.
Lonzo Ball.
Yep.
Brandon Ingram.
And two first-round picks.
And I heard the last one was four.
Well, no, that's what the Pelicans was their return off of.
Well, that's what they asked back for was four. I was like, and there was also an offset salary in there. I think they was going to take on what's his name, Lance Stephenson or Michael Beasley for contract purposes. But like that was going to lead. Here's my question: is how the hell were the Lakers going to field a team after that? Like it was going to be LeBron, Anthony Davis, KCP. Josh Hart.
What about my boy Cauley Stein?
Kobe is going to have to come back. No, not Cauley Stein. He's in Sacramento. Oh, you thinking about what's his name? Play center.
Yeah. I'm not thinking about.
Oh, dude, the Shaq was going after from the.
Dude to live with his mama still. That's what you're thinking about, right? That kissed Dr. J mom in the mouth.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's not what I'm thinking about. I know everybody's like shouting at the podcast right now.
They're upset.
Like, yo, you can't remember his name. Unfortunately, the Indiana Pacers fans also told him he wasn't worth being traded last night. Did you see that?
Oh yeah.
And they did it. It's like not worth being traded. I was like, y'all are ill.
Like, oh, cats be getting assaulted, man. Like fans literally be coming for these dudes. Like they not like y'all better respect the malice at the palace. Better respect it.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened more. Honestly,
hell yeah. Like, you know how hard cats be on these guys? Like legitimately, like, they're going after them. Like, layup lines, they just showed up for work and somebody yelling at you. Like, you literally just put on your work clothes and ran out, and then somebody already screaming at
Shout
you.
Shout out to me and Javon Bibbs, who was yelling at Austin Rivers throughout the whole game.
Well, he deserves it.
So that was fine. That's fine. Yelling at Austin Rivers. But it's crazy with this. So, like you said, who are they going to fill a team out with? And my thing is, the Lakers did bad negotiation, I feel. They put their best deal they put up front first.
Well, yeah, I mean, but here's my thing, though, too. If that can't get it done, he can't go there.
You know.
Like, if that can't get it done, because now that the Celtics are going to get the bid.
But the Celtics don't have as much assets as that.
The hell they don't. They top-end players are better than what the Lakers
have. Well, no, but they want draft picks, though. They want four first-rounders.
No, they're not as heavy on that if they can get Jason Tatum.
So you're saying Tatum,
I don't know. They're not going to have to give up that much. It's Danny Ainge. He's going to end up
trying to play finesse in some way.
He's going to end up playing him. Like,
he might fuck around and keep Jason Tatum like somehow.
They could trade. You could make that trade without Jason Tatum being in it. But, I mean, he's going to end up somehow. They're going to end up with Gordon Hayward contract and then trade them Drew Brees. And it's going to be like, how you trade Drew Brees from the Saints to the Pelicans and get Jason? Because Danny Ainge is the
like, finesser.
He's like fucking Thomas Crown or something. Like, he's on a whole nother level.
I mean, he finessed the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets just getting back from, 5 years ago with their trade for
devastated
Pearson
that.
Garnett.
He traded them two cats that was about a total about 70 years old. And
they were combined age 70.
That's true. Like, he traded them two senior citizens.
For four first-round picks.
Right. Like,
they ended up being Tatum, Jaylen Brown, who else was on that? Marcus Smart. They had a damn near their whole squad right now.
It was a gang of folks that,
that would have been on the Nets.
Maybe Avery Bradley was in there too.
All them
like
cats would have been on the Nets.
But so, like, right. So, like, the Nets basically just shot themselves in the foot. Got real lucky by swinging that D'Angelo Russell trade, who then came into his own.
And Spencer Dinwiddie. Like,
yeah,
the dude
like,
that can't go back.
And lucked up. You know what I mean? So. Like, yeah, Danny Ainge. Stay away from Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge is the catch. You can't leave your girl around.
And that's the Danny's got to say, he got a better deal for us, but we got to wait till July.
Well, because they couldn't make the trade.
Well, I know because of the deal, because they can't have you can't have more than two max players not signed.
Yeah.
At the same time on the roster.
Right.
But that's kind of messed up. It's like, hey, I got you, though. Just wait till payday. It's almost like, wait till I get paid.
Yeah.
Even though you got a deal in front of you, like,
yeah.
But wait till I get paid.
He's like, I've already taken all the money I can take off my debit card today. Just give me, like, 2 hours. And when it hits midnight, I'll give you another rack.
Oh, no. I'm going to pop bottles at midnight.
We're going to turn up at midnight. Here's my direct deposit hit.
It actually be on the West Coast, so it'll hit at 10.
Yeah. And we ain't got to wait for real. Like, it's going down. Ooh, that's the worst. If you work in the West Coast, but then you don't get paid, and you're in the East Coast,
ooh,
and you get paid like 3 o'clock.
You might just go to bed.
Yeah, that's
just go to bed. You didn't say kick it on
that. That's what the Lakers are doing. They just going to bed because their direct deposit didn't hit in time. They thought they had a lot more money in there, but they had already spent it. And then, of course, LaVar Ball had something to say about it. Like, he had took a year and a half off. But now he was like, all right, it's too much. Like, you know, he might have been the maddest person in America over the last year and a half.
Because he was over there with Lithuania with his
but
son.
But the Lakers, too. But he was over there because the Lakers is like, yo, you got to get away from this team. Like, he done all of this preaching and stuff. They get to the league, and they're like, yo, we don't do all that around here. You got
to
shut up.
That's why him going to New Orleans would be.
Oh, my God.
Because they can't stop that.
It would be the worst. Like, that's why. But here's the thing. LeVar goes into the thing and says, Lonzo needs to end up in Phoenix, and I'm going to speak it into existence.
Because he was talking about him, Aiden, and Booker together, right?
Yeah. And whoever they get this year, because they stink. I mean, they could very well end up with Zion.
I know our women listeners are non-NBA listeners.
I mentioned Drew Brees.
Yeah, but I want to go in, before we even go to our main topics, this Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, New York Knicks thing with Kristaps Porzingis. Is this a good trade or bad in your
eyes? I don't know what the hell is wrong with the Knicks. Like,
well, they had to have got it from Durant that like some kind of silent agreement that he's coming.
I mean, you would hope so, but we've seen this from the Knicks before.
When they tried to get LeBron in a way.
And they had them, and they had both of them. And then they fucked off, and they ended up with Amari Stoudemire.
And Carmelo.
Yeah. Like, you got
and they traded half their team for Carmelo, which really messed up their team.
Yeah, exactly.
And they could have waited 6 months and got Carmelo.
Right.
Which is one of the dumbest trades in Knicks history.
Like, you could have kept Porzingis. You could have still got the other guys.
And you didn't have to max Porzingis out yet. You just give him that second rookie contract.
There's a chance they could have got the one more max contract, the top pick in the draft, and Porzingis. Instead, you traded him away for salary cap relief to maybe get two cats. Listen, if they don't end up with either one of these dudes, because I don't feel like either one of them going to go somewhere on their own.
No, you got to have. There's got to be a package deal.
Like, you're not going to just have them go somewhere and then they're going to be like, oh, wait a minute. It's just me and fucking Dennis Smith Jr. What the fuck did I just do?
Now
I was playing for the Celtics or the Warriors, and now I'm in New York with Dennis Smith Jr. and John Stark's retired number. I don't even know John Stark's number retired.
Hell no, you know his number ain't retired.
It should be. John Stark deserved it.
No, they hate that motherfucker on the low.
They love him,
but they hate him. They don't like him enough to retire his jersey.
Well, no,
trust me on that. No, but this is my Jedi mind thing, though. What if Durant goes back to D.C. where he's from?
No, there's no way that can happen. John Wall's contract.
No. Sure, and they said, just push John Wall off a building.
John Wall's trying to push himself off a building right now.
I fell down some steps and tore my Achilles tendon?
Bruh. Like, he got the bag.
No, he didn't say in my house, right? It wasn't down the steps.
Yeah, it was in his house. He just didn't say where. So, like, here's the thing.
You think he's drunk?
I don't know. I have no clue. I don't even know what to make of this. He was already out for the year. Now he's out for 2 years?
Yeah.
Yo, he's going to start making $41.5 million next year, and he's out until 2021? Bro, you got to, like, eliminate him like House of Cards. Like,
is he worse than Allen Houston?
He might be. This contract is way worse than that.
But, I mean, but for adjusted for inflation, it may be equal.
I don't know, Doug.
Because that was early
2000s. I don't know, Doug. Somehow... you know what happened is that the Wizards realized, they say, we got too much money on the books. We got to do something. Oh, let's call the Bulls. They'll be down to do some stupid shit.
And we fucking got Otto Porter.
And they dumped that Otto Porter contract somehow on the Bulls for Bobby Portis and Jabari Parker, which was also a terrible contract. But the Bulls are, like, literally getting better.
Why?
For no reason.
I would be literally cutting people and picking people off the street. I would literally have a tryout.
Jerry Reinsdorf is so cheap, he probably realized that if he drafts too good of a player, he's going to have to pay him one day. And he's like, fuck that shit.
Go and give me that fifth pick.
Yeah, I'll take that seventh pick. Where did we get Heinrich at? Seven, six? Let's get back there.
Yeah, the Bulls going to be bad for a while, man. Because the Knicks are going to probably fucking get up and get Zion, man. The Knicks are going to get Zion. They ain't going to let that not happen with the Knicks not getting Zion.
There's a lot of places, though, that Zion could fit in at, though.
I'm just saying that they're going to get a Patrick Ewing situation. Because the NBA needs the Knicks to be good.
Could also let him get Ja Morant and just really and put a G back there. Put a young Russell Westbrook back there or RJ Barrett. There's options. The Knicks don't have to get the one. I mean, that's like kind of like the ideal as far as selling them jerseys.
Before moving on, we need Ja Morant in the NCAA tournament.
Is Murray State at?
What conference?
No, where is it?
It's in Kentucky.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in Kentucky.
How did he end up there?
What the story goes that he's like a 4 or 5 star player or whatever, and he was like below the people's like
But he was running with Zion. People saw
him. Yeah, and they was just like, nah, we good. And he was like, he went with the coach that kind of stuck with his recruiting. Because a lot of people came on the back end, like, I think like the week before signing day type thing. And he was like, nah, I'm just going to stick with the dude that been hitting me up at the beginning.
Okay, that's honorable.
Yeah. But we need him in NCAA tournament, man. We need him in the tournament.
I mean, I'm here for Zion ending up in Atlanta.
Atlanta's winning though, right now.
They're kind of fucking off.
Yeah.
This is the first year. This is the first year where it's equal though for the top pick between the three worst records.
Yeah, but
so you got the Knicks right now. You got the Knicks. You got the Cavs. And you got the Suns with the best record with the worst records.
He don't want to go to Cleveland.
It's probably mean that's where he's going to be.
He said that's where you can't let Dan Snyder get these many number one picks, right? They got to put the fix in at some point.
Colin Sexton and Zion Williamson coming to a town near you soon. Kevin Love, the ghost of Kevin Love.
And Tristan, we got to let Tristan go then, right?
I don't know.
That contract is gangster. He got a damn near max deal too.
He might as well stay, man. All
right, let's get into some of my topics, man.
All right, man. So I know you've been needing to get into this for a bit.
Let's get it, man. I've been talking about it.
I know. I kind of let you down last time because I just didn't have time to watch it. But
Fire Festival.
Fire Festival time. What's up? Let's hear it.
Man, Ja Rule is get rich or die trying for real. Shout out to my little brother who texted me that.
Keep going, man.
Yeah,
there's a lot to get
really,
into.
He really wants to be like 50 as much as possible. I think him getting them seats bought out from him really like sent that corner. Even though I know that's afterwards, but the fact that 50 has been shitting on him for so many years, he got the vitamin water. He got all that kind of stuff. And then did you see the bad rumor that came out that he bought Murder, Inc. Records publishing?
Yeah, you
talked. I had to check that, though.
We talked about that.
Yeah, I had to check that. Yeah. That was one of them. I was like, this is too.
That's some Kesha shit right there.
Yeah, that's too too convenient. I need that to be fact checked. But, man, the Fyre Fest, man. I don't feel sorry for nobody but the Bahamian black people, man, that was fucked up in the game.
I don't know if there's been more people that I've looked at and not felt sorry for in one thing in my life. Like, it was a fascinating-ass documentary. Both documentaries were fascinating as hell. But, like, I can't possibly feel bad for the people that spent that money to go to that shit. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, what's the lure there? Like, this, if the Fyre Festival docs did anything, it let me know that I'm 35.
So, supposedly, there was some people that had a ball.
Yeah, it looked like some of the people that got into the houses. Some
people went out there was like, we kicked.
Yeah, but I mean, but the picture.
No, I'm talking about fucking with people, too. Like, we just gonna make this motherfucking load of flies.
It would have been ass-whooping central, though. Like, the thing the cameras didn't show you was a couple black people, the real black people that went there.
So, some black people, the real black people?
I'm assuming so. You know how we love to be at some shit and say we up on something that the rest of us ain't.
And then everybody was trying to get up on it after we got on. Like, man, I was up on it the first year.
I was at the motherfucking Fyre Festival. They're bragging about that shit until these documentaries came out.
Now that shit was like, old.
Now they like, man. Yeah, they was on turn Fyre Festival in the South by Southwest.
That's exactly what it is.
That's what they was going to try to make it be. I don't know. Like, the number one, dude, Billy McFarlane's got to be like... He's like fucking like Lex Luger if he had absolute Lex Luthor if he had absolutely no brains at all. Like if you took all of Lex Luthor's brains out, yeah, he just became that. Like
and dumb. Like why are you recording your?
So I am asking you this: Does he have a problem? Like does he have a problem or like he can't acknowledge the shit he's doing or is he just playing dumb?
I think he's literally somebody that.
Or does he have a concussion? Because the way he was looking the entire time, it just looked like. He just had a concussion for both that entire movie, the Hulu one.
He was in jail. I mean, somebody hit him upside the head or something.
But he wasn't in jail when they did that interview first.
I know, but he was still he had to get bail to get out. He was in there for like a week or two.
Oh well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was at Rikers in New York.
And dude, doing 6 years and still owes like $295 million. Not $295 million.
It was
$2.9 million.
But it's more than that too, though, because the second fraud he did too with the tickets.
Oh yeah, let's talk about that. When dude just decided to become StubHub,
like even use somebody else.
He was selling tickets for shit that don't even have tickets.
Like what?
Like I don't understand. All right, so my question about this is going to be: is access really that important to people?
Yes.
to like feel like they're doing something or being somewhere or being around famous people. Like, what's the lure there? Like, what
my
is
access
the-
is? I feel I would love access too, but I want to get it for free. That's my thing, because I knew somebody, I got a hookup, and I'm cool with somebody. That's the allure of it to me.
But like, you're not like, but you're not like defining yourself by access.
No.
Like, the thing that I'm looking at that is, I'm looking at people look at this commercial of all of these chicks off Instagram or whatever, and they're like, oh, I got to be there. Like, how fucking stupid are you to think that you're going to get on a plane and you're just going to be there with them?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Like, just think about it. Like, I don't think that I'm going to walk into Victoria's Secret at the mall and fucking Adriana Lima is going to be up in there, and I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, it's on. Like, that's what that is to me.
But it did, but that marketing was fired off. Literally.
Since oh, it was a great idea. But
marketing campaign. But that wasn't them that did that. That was the marketing team, that other marketing team they had with this.
Oh, I know. Right. Like, they set the thing up the right way. But, like, I'm just looking at this, like, how in the hell did this even get this far? Like, I'm just confused about the, it was like a funnel. I'm just spiraling down this thing, and I'm like, how did any of this get this far?
Ego, man.
Billy's of the people.
Everybody's, man.
Like, everybody tied in. And like,
because but Billy was having, he had the string over everybody's head because my money was tied up in the fact if this was successful or not.
Here's my thing, too. How the hell does Ja Rule just get away from all of this?
Because his name went on nothing.
But I mean, like, so
they may know nothing,
though. If you're legally not tied to it, you can just be, mm-hmm. Man.
Think about Cleo with the Psychic Network. She was just supposed, she didn't get sued. The Psychic Network got sued.
I didn't know. I never got the full details of Miss Cleo.
Rest in peace, Miss Cleo. She's passed. Went to glory on this. but dude, the coup de grace sucking dick part. That's the. That one, my thing is like, yo, so you're sitting in a plane at me. I'm assuming it's with the same guys. He was well, no, I'm not. I'm assuming it's the same kind of demo with the same guys that he was doing the scamming with the second time. Hey, man, we need to get something going. He gay, I heard.
Listen,
no, so he's gay, I heard.
We running out of options.
No, who's gay?
Anybody in here gay? Anybody? You?
No.
Hey, come over here real quick.
Do you know who's... Is anybody gay in our team? What was the dude's name? I forgot the guy's name. I'm going to pull it up. But you know he is. Is he?
Yo.
Say word. Really? We might be on to some people. We might be on to something here.
We might be all good here.
Might be all good here. So why don't we... first, he probably was like, hey, somebody call him up and do it. Like, man, I ain't doing that.
Right.
No, I ain't doing that. And everybody was probably like, I ain't doing that. And he was like, fuck it, I'll do it myself. Ring, ring. Hey, man, we need you to do something real big for us. Yeah, need you to suck some dick for him.
Just a little bit.
You just put his head in if you want.
All right, that's enough.
I'm being extra with this.
So you summon a cat. To do what on the other side of an island just to free up some water and some alcohol?
Andy King is his name. No, yeah, Andy King.
The gay community got to be upset at him for dropping that story in there. Like, that was the clincher of the whole Netflix doc, was hearing that.
I rewinded it twice.
Like, I wish I could put both of them together, like the Netflix one and the one that's on Hulu. Like, put them both together.
Like a companion piece kind of thing?
I just want to combine both of them.
Oh, and just have a 4-hour documentary?
Like, with Billy explaining that whole thing, too. Like, Billy McFarlane, is it true that you dispatched a man to go and suck some dick to free up some beverages?
I mean, he said he likes sucking dick. I'm like, damn, dude, what kind of fucking person are you?
Yeah, so... I don't know.
Because they were so much behind in money, dude. Like,
I mean, on principle for me, I'm just not getting on a plane to go to an island to just go to some shit that's not even... Like, you're starting to see people pop up and say, they not going? Like, I think my man on the one on Hulu summed it up pretty well, and he said, yo, I'm not paying that kind of money to go see a Blink-182 concert.
You're goddamn right. And my thing is, on top of that, why wouldn't Ja Rule a headliner?
Well, they wanted people to come.
Look, you would have had a... I think that demographic would fuck with Ja Rule.
He probably sold
millions of records because not because of our demo. That's fair. It wasn't our demo that put him over the edge where he became this MTV TRL star.
That's fair.
Only drawback would be, well, I was on drawback would be what they were, they listened to Ja Rule 10 years ago. More than 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Yeah, they were 8-9 years old.
Yeah, some music they listening grew up
to,
with.
Yeah, that was, you know, they got the Ashanti joints, him and Ashanti singing.
Ja Rule is essentially to them what NWA is to us. Just run with it. Just.
Oh, I was going to say MC Hammer is to white people in the 90s.
I was just saying for us, people that we inherited.
Inherited, I got you. Yeah. It's that Firefest, man, like. I actually think it's a great idea in principle. If you
can, well, that's the problem though. It was like it was a principle that was acted upon. It's like it's not something. It was never a fully formed thing. But you know, so my big thing is that's everybody involved's fault though. Mm-hmm. Like they can try to paint this dude as like McFarlane as being the issue, and yeah, like he's definitely had to carry the lion's share of the blame. But y'all were mad enabling him to do that shit, and not people were pulling out when it threatened them, but they weren't pulling out when it was like. Oh no, this shit just flat ass ain't right. Like, there's no way he could have done all of that.
Well, that one marketing company ended up stepping away. The one that was doing it, that set up the whole thing.
Fuck Tyler? Is that what they were called? I think that was the name of it. Fuck Tyler.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, that's right. That was the name of their company, Fuck Tyler. And they were like, man, we can't keep lying to these people. And then we're not putting up no more stuff. He's like, cool, give me y'all the credentials, the passwords, the ID stuff, though. I got another company already. They're going to hit you up. Like, God damn. My thing is, like, I guess, what if the company will come on board after that and be like, hey, this is the situation, or is he lying to them?
He promised them more money, too. My thing is, shit like this can't happen to me because I don't do shit until I'm paid. Nothing. I'm not doing it.
He was dangling that money above it right here. Like, well, yeah, after the shit when it's popping. Look, I done been a promoter too long and seen too many cats being like, I'm going to get you at the end of the night. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And end of the night could be good or bad. And I'm like, you know what? Guess what happened, man? You know they robbed us, right? Did you hear about that?
Yo, you won't never. Because a ski
mask came up and robbed us.
You won't never guess what happened, dog.
I know it's 2,000 people up in here, man, but they stuck me, man. And then, you know, my baby moms came up there and the government to cash straight out. Yeah,
my
the judge
baby
came
moms.
Up to the boot, up to the cash in the front and snatched money out. Trust me,
my baby moms came with the government. They both came through together.
The judge had the gavel and the robe on and said, I got to come up off 10 grand right now. 10 grand? God damn.
Like cash. I needed it in my pockets right now.
You go to the receipt right here. Look, like I said, then it'd be flashing up real fast. Look, yeah, like I said, the receipt right here from the government.
Right. Right, doing three-card money and shit with it. Like, I don't know. That was like a whole thing that, like, I just looked at and I was just like, like, y'all got bamboozled.
Yeah.
Like, this is one of the great bamboozlements of all time. Bamboozlements. That's what I'm going to call it. Bamboozlement, the movie.
And then they was out there living like Lord of the Flies, fighting each other, fucking up tents. Like, yo, that one Asian brother was like, man, we just fucked up everybody. 10 around us, for just us around us.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, God damn.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee it wasn't no black people.
No.
The group, that one group of black people that went to Howard, that went there,
yeah.
They didn't get fucked with.
So my thing is, I looked at the whole thing and I was like,
I just want to understand why we put ourselves in those situations. Like,
why even chase that? Like, why make that be a thing? Why is saying that you're at stuff? And the big question I got is
like they went after all these influencers and all these people.
I have no idea who those people are.
No.
But like, I know who, like, Bella Hadid is, and I know who, like, Emily Ratajkowski is, and, like, the Victoria's Secret models and stuff. But, like, influencer. So, like, is influencer a job?
Yes.
How the fuck did that become a job? And, like,
when people start monetizing Instagram pages?
Well, I get that, but I mean, just because you decide to do it, like, it just says you're an influencer.
Yeah, because you got to think of it from a company standpoint, because they're lazy as shit now. They don't want to put out real marketing campaigns or do real advertising. They just want to see, oh, dang, you got 800,000 followers? Shit. If we can get 10% of them people to click on this link, we good to go.
Right.
And then, another.
But my question is like,
to buy, you know, to buy something from me, I'm in there.
But my thing is like, yeah, you say you're an influencer and all of that stuff, but, like, how do you even get to that point where, like, you could just, like, if you don't do anything, I guess. Like, my thing is, like, what's your...
Yeah, that shit started all that shit. They made
But, yeah, but, like, they at least were people that you saw doing... Like, these people that are just on there. They're
small versions of it. They just...
How? I just want...
It's not in our demo, though. That's the thing. It's not in our demo.
I'm not worried about it. I want to understand. I can understand things that happen to, like, my parents and shit like that. That ain't my demo either, but, like, I can get it.
I just want to understand how. And it doesn't seem like anybody really can give an answer as to the why and the how the influencer market even started happening.
Yeah, it's the social media thing, and it's the laziness of companies, man. They don't want to put in no work. They want to just, ooh, I picked him, boom, let's do it. Same thing with artists, even in music. Motherfuckers don't want an A&R and develop artists anymore. They just want them you to come right out, drop an album, like, oh yeah, you dope, or you got a little fan base. I can monetize that.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, because people are fighting for so much. People are fighting so much attention when it comes to marketing now. That's what they look at it like, shit. If my company associates with this person, then X amount of people will fuck with it because of that association, because they fuck with them. And that's general sponsorship, but it's way more, I wouldn't say insidious, more numerical than like, oh, a brand like a Michael Jordan brand.
It's like analytics.
Yeah.
In sports, where everything is getting categorized by math and all those type of things, as opposed to that, I don't get it. I don't understand it.
I agree with you.
Like, I understand if you like give it to like a if you have a social media presence for like a Victoria's Secret model or something like that, somebody who does something where it's visual and you can see why people follow them and they do something. Like, whether you consider it to be a talent or not, that's up to you. But I mean, I think being able to draw attention to yourself is a certain level of talent, you know, because there's a lot of people that are really talented that don't know how to promote themselves and don't know how to ever really truly receive the attention that they should. You know, if you look at it from, but I think it's just a value shift, honestly. Like, the whole Fire Festival thing to me is a value shift. It's like, ooh, where
value shift.
Okay. Where like what's happened now is it's about the theoretical, and the what could be carries more value than the what is.
So like Emily Ratajkowski or Kendall Jenner is like what Michael Jordan was in the 80s. Where Michael Jordan, who is a world-class athlete, who has, you know, if Michael Jordan was an athlete now with the same fame that he had in the 80s, how many fucking followers would he have on Instagram?
Oh, my God. You
know what I mean? So it's like...
And worldwide, two people following you? Shit.
You know what I mean? So, like, just think about that.
And think about what it would look like. You know, Emily Ratajkowski doesn't really have a talent. She doesn't have a talent. She is a pretty white girl with a big chest. That's her talent.
Yeah. Same thing with Pamela Anderson back in the day, too.
At least she acted, kinda.
So the biggest
and ran in slow motion.
Just for frame of reference for our listeners, the top 10 Instagram sites numbers wise is National Geographic, Nike, Real Madrid, 9 Gag, NASA, NBA, Chanel. So those are the biggest have the most amount of followers.
I don't know, man.
Let's
get to this next thing. The news of the week, as far as I'm concerned, but there's other things I'll talk about. Yo, 21 Savage is a bloke.
Straight up red coat, man. Straight up fucking red coat.
Yo,
he's from an island called Dominica. That's a British. Is that he was born in Britain, but he's from Dominica?
When I saw that, I was like, "Excuse me."
I was, like, when you sent it to me, I was like, "What?"
Like, I thought it was an Onion article or something first.
You got to take the website.
Like, I had to go to it and see who it was. I was like, TMZ?
What?
They said 21 Savage is getting deported by ICE. Now, immediately, the first thing I thought was, it's like, damn, I don't necessarily understand what the nigga's saying all the time. But that don't mean he's from Mexico. That don't mean it's another language.
He's a terrorist, too. That he's a terrorist.
Yes, also. And then I saw his actual name, and I saw what was really happening, and I was like, oh, shit. I was like, hold on, 21 Savage. I'm surprised they let you blow up in the first place. But I
don't know, man. Like, I just got to say that this is, like, one of the more surprising. This is one of, like, Daryl's crying. You're crying over there.
Like, yeah, he broke up. He literally had to take a second to think about the fact that he might not
ever get 21 Savage back in his rotation again.
Now, y'all Negroes are taking it too far, talking about is 21 Savage a political prisoner. Because he was starting talking about conscious shit on his album. Now, y'all niggas need to go to hell, for real. Because
Talking to the mic. They ain't hear you.
No, I'm saying y'all need to go to hell because the 21 Savage is not no goddamn political prisoner. Mumia Abdul-Jabbar is a political prisoner. Geronimo Pratt was a political prisoner. You know, Asada Shakur was a political prisoner. Not no goddamn 21 Savage.
Nelson Mandela. So when I think about 21 Savage, I don't think about Nelson Mandela necessarily.
Yeah, but I do think he's been done wrong with all this. Because he's been living in the country since he's 5 years old.
Right.
And, like, I think after you have kids, if you're here, you can apply for...
Because in theory, you should be able to. Because back in the day, when America didn't used to break up parents and kids...
You used to...
And when I mean back in the day, I mean like 3 years ago... Like, yeah, that used to be a thing, believe it or not.
Yeah.
You getting used to be able to just break up
families.
You can
naturalize the person because of their kids being there. And they said he's been trying to get his citizenship for all this time, too. Mm-hmm. They've been rejecting it. Mm-hmm. My thing is, why did it take them so long to arrest him? He'd been arrested for felonies and shit, and all kind of dumb shit.
Well, like, exactly. Like, he literally has been living like a cat that is like, oh, I don't really want to be here anyway. But I'm still waiting on, like, the turn to happen. Like, for, like, the press conference to come out, we get to the bottom of all of this. And, like, I get to hear him go up there talking like Michael Caine off of fucking The Dark Knight. Like, I want to hear 21 Savage talking like Alfred or fucking James Bond or the Queen.
He's not going to do it. I mean, he grew up in Atlanta. He ain't going to give you some trap shit. You know, whatever.
I mean, I've heard the dude talk before, and I don't really know what's going on in the first place anyway.
Yeah, this whole thing is shocking. And at first it was funny, then it was like, damn, that's fucked up. They just snatching up cats like that in general?
Well, so now here's like the underlying thing about it. I'm going to get back to the jokes, because the jokes are like really good still. Yeah. And I ain't never going to let the jokes ring out. So, like, it is a little bit concerning that, like, you're seeing ICE, like, go after people
and, like, try to just lift them.
Like, they're trying to find any way, shape, or means possible to, like, separate people from their country. And it's like, at the very least, that seems like even like a reasonable part.
Yeah.
They could definitely get a lot more extreme than that and like start trying to come at the cats that like be like, oh, you ain't paid your taxes on time. You out of here. Be like, hold up.
He said, you out of here.
Hold up. So I don't know. I don't know, man. I just will say this. The internet came through in such an incredible way to deal with this whole thing. Like, I'm so incredibly proud of the internet and how they did with this. Like, when they said that 21 Savage was talking about the army in the Revolutionary Wars being them shooters in all red, I was like, oh, here we go.
This is who it is, the red coats. He's like, I got me some red coats. Like, you do, I know, the red coats. They're yours.
Like, they literally come in and, you know, and try to conquer the Americas, so.
Man, a part of me is if he might need to lean into this British thing.
Start rapping like Informa?
No. Just start rapping, trap rapping over with English people. You know what I'm saying?
Trap rapping over, like, English beats?
Yes.
Do you know one English rapper?
Yeah. My boy from Tall Boy. I mean, not Tall Boy. Top Boy on BBC. Kano West?
Oh, I remember that.
Kino West, I think, something like that.
I remember that.
Then you got that.
How's he looking going in the Grammy season? Oh, okay.
Or what's that other group that did the song for Creed 1? Where Irish Terry Conklin.
Oh, Irish Terry Conklin.
I'm in my head, then went to Irish Terry.
Irish Terry Conklin was in Creed 1.
No.
From the Great White Hype, Irish Terry Conklin.
That's a deep dive, people, and it was in my head.
That's a deep fucking name. What was the name of Damon Wayans in that movie?
Oh, what was it? The Gravedigger or something like
Gravedigger.
That?
Gravedigger. He took that robe off and he had that stomach sitting there.
That motherfucker sat on them top ropes with that motherfucker leaning down.
Yeah. Nigga looked like King Hippo.
No, that is not the same person.
No, it's not. Shout out to 21, man. Hope you get back home, man. It's going to be a long road.
I mean, where is home?
Damn.
They trying to get him home.
Damn.
They trying to take him home. That's what we need to stop.
Oh, man. Like, this stuff is crazy.
What would you give, though, for a 21 press conference for him to walk out there and be like, go well? And you'd be like, what the fuck?
I would fucking drink one whole kidney out.
You only got one left. Right. Be careful.
Exactly. I'm done.
You're ready to be done with this just
I'm
for that.
I'm done with everything else when it comes to drinking of the 21 Savage. I'm on one binge night where I just go hard and fuck up one of my kidneys.
Okay, that's fair.
Next up?
Your boy's back in the news in a
big
way.
And I feel
way.
Sorry for him, man. I do. But I laughed.
Your boy's in the news in a big way.
What do you say?
Cory Booker.
There he is. He got a boo.
Did he think going on a bus club was a good idea? Or
I think it was a good idea.
Like, for that? Just to get that message out?
No. I mean, you think that's the only talking point that came out of there was that?
It's the only thing I heard about.
And you need to have more coming out if you're the president. If you're running for president. I mean, Cory Booker is, you know, he's cool.
Well, then, the rumor.
I mean, I'm really haven't decided on none of these motherfucking candidates. I'm waiting to see if Uncle Joe gonna come out, all kind of shit.
Yeah, I'm not voting. There's nobody that's declared yet that's got me like, well, I'm ready now. Let's go. Nah, I won't be deciding that until
zero on that.
About this time next year. But, no, actually, we'll be past the, we'll be full. Oh, next year it'll be so annoying by this time. It'll be political TV ad time again.
And it'll be
they start them shits as early as February. Are we going to literally sit with 9 months of those things?
No, they'll probably start around November.
Okay. November is when it's over. They'll be starting in July.
November this year.
We're going to have to do that for a year?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Trent Peters, and I approve this message.
For sure.
Are you tired of those dirty niggas taking up your school seats? We're really close to that. We're right next. Like, I feel like.
I'm tired of those dirty niggas.
Taking up your school seats, breathing up your air.
Oh, your good white air.
Oh, your good. Is your air not as white as it used to be?
Are you tired of your daughters taking black dick?
Oh, is you tired of your daughters guest starring on Blacked?
That's only for my true
true heavies.
I'm not even going.
I had a conversation about that with a couple of girls not too long ago, and they were hip. They knew what was going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah.
I feel like that might be a little bit more mainstream of a give than.
He's retired.
Mr. Blacked?
Mm-hmm.
Which one? There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but the main one is retired.
The dude that, not the dude that produces it though, like the content still coming.
No, but the performer.
Oh, okay. Well, hey man, best to him. Best of luck to him. Maybe he'll be at the Pink Slip.
Shout out to the Pink Slip potentially reopening it.
He wants to bring in all of the biggest acts in the area.
So he must not be over in Brooklyn then.
He said he wants R. Kelly.
That's
another discussion.
That's a tangent. We're going on a tangent. Anyway, so
I guess Cory Booker coming out saying he's got a girlfriend is big news. One thing I'm gonna say this. Like, we can laugh about it.
Mm-hmm.
We are not in a place, even as black people yet, to get behind and support a gay candidate, a gay black male candidate.
No, hell no. I think even the gay woman candidate is going to have
it. No, I don't think that we as a people, no matter how black we are and Black History Month and all of this stuff, we still aren't in a place as a collective people to support that. You will have more people not going. Like, we ain't going to turn that support over to Trump. But if there was a gay candidate, you would see more people just not go.
Just, I'm out.
Like, everybody, I would say like 60% of the generation before us would be like, oh, hell no.
What the heck is going on here?
Like,
what's happening? Anyway, Cory Booker goes on the Breakfast Club, and they're giving him all sorts of trouble about, you know, announcing the fact that he's, you know, running for president or whatever. And then Charlamagne says something to him about who he's dating or something like that, right?
He said that there was a New York Times article that mentioned he was had a date, but he came through and said, like, hey, directly, I heard you got a date for real.
Right.
And a woman. He was like, oh, yeah, you know, doing that shucking job. He's like, oh, I heard it. Then he goes, I heard it was Zariel Dawson. He was like, whoa. If it's Rosario Dawson. Then.
So Rosario Dawson's either the most down for the cause Democrat of all time or something is afoot here. There's some mischief afoot. Like, is this coming from a place where, like, we legitimately are, like, believing it or what?
No. It's so hard to gauge that shit.
I don't care personally. We're making it into a thing, so it's a thing. It's been mentioned as being a thing. I don't care. Do whatever the hell you want to do. I get concerned that here's my biggest concern is that we'll get behind the wrong candidate to defeat Trump.
Ooh. And we'll pick with our heart instead of our mind.
Huh?
We'll pick with our heart instead of our mind.
Well, I think that we'll. I think that what will end up happening is that we'll divide the base. That people get offended, like you had the people that got offended about Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And then they just don't go. No matter what the problem is that they don't go after they get to a point where feeling like they offended about their candidate. That's so, true. Like, you get worried about with Kamala Harris, if you offend the black female base, are they not going to go to do the thing at all? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, like, if you have somebody out there that offends people's sensibilities, if it's about his sexuality or whatever, anything like that, are they not going to go? And then we end up not showing up to support people enough, you know? And then you have the people that are like, I'm not voting black. Because don't ever get this ridiculous idea that, like, all Democratic voters are, like, altruistic, mm-hmm. all-loving allies.
Look at Bernie's situation. Look at Bernie's situation.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, you got a thing like that. You just can't. I don't know, man. It worries me that we'll divide it up. But if Rosario Dawson is stepping up to the plate to make sure that she can help deliver this, she is. She is the hero that
we didn't know we needed.
That we didn't know we needed and that we probably don't deserve.
Yo, this week's been great, y'all. For real, this week all has been great, man. What's next up, man?
Well, let's get into this week of racism.
We gotta do something before we go into some racism. Go ahead. Now you can do This Week in Racism. All
right, man. Well, I'm gonna let you run anchor on this one.
Yep.
Because you know what time it is.
Yeah.
We got another doubleheader here
this week because
Jussie
Smollett claims he got beat up by a MAGA hair wearing cat saying faggot, put a bag over his head and a noose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you said claim.
Mm-hmm.
Are you part of the unconvinced?
No, I'm not saying I'm unconvinced. I'm just saying.
Because it's not been substantiated yet.
No.
It kind of feels like when LeBron's gate happened.
Or it feels like when LeBron said he was going to New York.
Oh, well. I was talking about when his house got spray painted out there in Brentwood.
Oh, yeah. You think he did that?
I don't know. But people doubt it. And then the thing about it is like, if it really happened, what happened? I'm not in any position to say that this didn't happen to the brother. You know,
yeah.
I just know that there's been a whole lot of trigger hairline responses to it that have just been crazy. Like, when people were saying, you know, like, Kevin Hart don't need to be saying anything about this. He's a
comedian.
No, like, they're talking about his comments that, like, got him off of the award show or whatever.
Yeah, the Oscars. Yeah, peace out.
And all of that stuff happened, and, like, the issue went down because they said that he shouldn't be commenting on this. I'm like, one thing doesn't have to do with the other.
And it's funny that we, like, I hope the brother didn't go through all that, but it's just, like, the way they rolled it out with different stuff is just like, if it did happen to him, they're making it into being something else that is not. Like, ooh. Like using it as opportunity for publicity.
Okay.
I don't even want to talk about if it actually happened to him.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the narrative afterwards where he calls Lee Daniels first.
Mm-hmm.
After you get your ass kicked. That's not the first person I'm calling this.
Probably called Dame Dash. Oh, man. I mean, that's probably.
Damn. That one's a bad one. But I mean, if he got hurt, he got hurt. Like, the noose. Like, it was almost like they just said, we're going to put all the stereotypes in one ass whooping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like. I mean, because the rumor that they're saying is that he was messing with somebody's dude at the club.
Mm-hmm.
And he got his ass kicked.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anything can happen. So it is what it is.
So the second half of this week in racism is mm-hmm. going to be a little bit of is going to be coming from Mr. Taken himself, Liam Neeson.
Yeah. Shout out to Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson
in the career.
Why do that, man? Is he just tired of working or like what?
He said he was tired. They told him to kill him in Star Wars. He wasn't supposed to die as Qui-Gon at first.
So here's the thing. He's been
in the news all week.
You've probably heard about it by now. That he admitted that decades ago he wanted to kill a black man in order to get revenge for a friend who had been raped. Now, not the one that did the raping, just a black man
dude.
Back in general.
But that goes back to the lynching laws and shit when motherfuckers getting lynched.
Right.
Same thing. It was a brother that I ended up finding out about researcher wise, and I want to give him a shout out because he was in like Missouri too. I got the
IG. Well, in the interim, there have been a few defenders that have popped up of Mr. Neeson, and most notably, Michelle Rodriguez jumped up. And did you hear what she said about
no.
it?
No, what did
she said, and I quote, "It's all fucking bullshit. Liam Neeson is not a racist." He said, "Dude, have you ever watched Widows? His tongue was so far down Viola Davis's throat, you can't call him a racist ever. Racists don't make out with the race they hate, especially in the way he does of his tongue, so deep down her throat. I don't care how good of an actor you are. It's all bullshit. Ignore it. He's not a racist. He's a loving man. It's all lies." That's from Vanity Fair. So
my thing is, you just gotta let him ride on that on his own.
Listen.
Just let him take that fire and keep it moving.
Listen, Kevin Spacey, you need to understand, first of all, that there's never an expiration date on that shit. Like, some stuff you just gotta never say. Like, you was cool. Like, you was out here just riding the waves, just living your life. And now you've just literally thrown yourself into a...
Lion's den.
Yeah, for what? What are you doing this for? Like, what's the problem, man? Like, why do this to yourself? You know, hey, man, listen. My advice this week for this week of racism is very clear. Don't put yourself into the racist-ass frying pan, even if you've been sitting in it secretly for years. Yes. Just stay away from it.
Yeah, it's not your spot.
It's not where you're supposed to be. So... either way, that's This Week in Racism. I didn't even get a chance to talk about how Donald Trump's tan is a product of him having good genes. I just didn't even want to. I was afraid to read that article. You can look that up. Donald Trump's tan is a product of him having good genes, apparently. Even saying that gives me a concussion, so I don't even want to think about it.
The genes. Like, once shout again. Shout out to, I want to give a shout out to, Jussie Smollett. One side note that I am mad at Jussie Smollett about.
Okay.
Why is he eating Subway? I thought we got up off that.
On purpose?
Yeah. Like.
Sometimes I stop and have a Subway.
It's not good anymore. Like, the quality is like went shitty.
I mean, I gotta eat sometimes, though.
Right? No. But like, I'm saying, if you're a celebrity or whatever, I'm gonna hit up the fucking food. You can hit if I'm paying money. I probably got a dope suite up in somewhere, and we stay here consistently. I'm sure you can hit up the kitchen and be like, "Hey, man, can y'all fire up something for me real quick in the back, and I'll do some little singing."
Here's the thing. Let's do this then. Uh huh. We'll conclude This Week in Racism, brought to you in part always by Anaconda Malt Liquor.
Shout out to OD, too, which is the real thing.
They were
thing.
Drinking OD down at our soon-to-be studio earlier today.
I saw the picture in the Facebook. All right, great. I was like, that's a great way to kick it off.
Yeah, but we'll do this. We'll play a game with Daryl real quick.
Okay.
Subway or nah. So, Subway or McDonald's?
McDonald's.
Subway or Burger King?
Burger King.
Subway or Little Caesars?
Little Caesars.
Subway or Arby's?
Subway.
Subway or Long John Silver's?
Long John Silver's.
Subway or Carl's Jr.?
Carl's Jr.
Okay. Subway or some of that light-skinned fried rice with the peas and carrots in it?
Subway. All right. Subway, by far. Like, that's... I hate, that's only a St. Louis thing and the people that have been to
St. Louis.
No,
that's other places. Go get some
No, I'm saying they don't know about how Chinese food is. Here's what I'm saying, if you haven't been here. And if you do ever come to St. Louis, go to, all our Asian listeners, don't take this wrong when I say this.
No.
We're trying to get people to stop saying this. Oh, no, you know what? I'm not even going to go there with it. I'm just going to say go to the Chinese food spot. Ask somebody.
Go to an urban Chinese food spot.
There you go. There are a couple good ones in the suburban areas.
Talking about Panda Express or Payway and those shit like that.
If it ain't somebody yelling at you for your order, you need to walk right back out.
If you can use your credit card, you need to walk back out.
Yeah, and most of them, yes. Also, if you can actually sit there and you would want to sit there and eat, walk back out.
Mm-mm.
Most of these places won't even have a place for you to sit.
Mm-mm.
There is no sitting option. Only
hurry up and buy.
Yep. Next up, what we got?
Next up is main event, man.
Main event time.
Time to get to it.
All right, y'all. We got a special one for you.
Yo, before we get into this, we gotta take a break real quick. We gotta gear up.
Yeah,
let's take a break.
Real so quick. This is gonna be something special. It's gonna gear y'all up. I need y'all to get y'all pen and paper out. Mm-hmm. And play the game with us.
This is an interactive
part. Yeah, of the we'll see what. And
if you're driving, don't.
Yeah, or you can keep a mental note.
Yeah.
If you can make a better Black History Squad than we can. Mm-hmm. And look, we're going to have some people you can't pick in this either. No MLK, no Malcolm X.
Shit, I'm picking both of them. You better take them.
No, you can't pick them. They off the table.
We'll get to the rules.
Yeah, in a second.
Rules are coming.
We're going to come back, but we'll be back in a second.
The Black People's Award. The Black People's Award. You win, I win, she wins, he wins. And the Black People's Award.
Welcome back.
Maybe you should go second. Welcome back in. What we're trying to do now is we're getting ready to do our first annual. Because we're going to be doing this every year from now on.
Black History Month.
We're doing Black History Month Fantasy Draft, where we're going to try to put together the dopest team of purely Black people of all time. Now, there are a couple of side rules that are going to go into this. We have categories that have to be fulfilled on each team. These categories are politics, hustlers, music, military and war, fictional characters, athletics, inventors, somebody from the fuckery gauntlet.
Gotta pick one.
Gotta take one. We'll recap those people about who's eligible for that for you. Meaning that the field that they excelled in, they're not eligible for. Because once they join the fuckery gauntlet,
their other fields are ineligible.
That other stuff doesn't matter. Anything else you've done to that point doesn't stack up to that. Also, a nigga that you know in real life. Like, this is somebody that you know in real life, and you got to give the case.
Yeah, why they? Well, yeah, isn't this not like Chris, and then you just leave it there? You have to give a reason why Chris is dope.
And two wild card spots. Now, within that, you have to select at least two women and one light skinned person.
That's a good one. Well, I didn't even know you threw that one in there at the end.
I couldn't tell you in advance because you're one of them light skinned people that don't like to claim that he light skinned.
I'm not light skinned.
See?
I'm not. I'm kind of in the middle of no country.
Same goddamn.
No, we
color.
Not the same goddamn color. See?
Look at that.
No, we not, man. I'm kind of caramel, man.
Oh, that's what they all say when they don't want to be. I don't have
no country, man. Because y'all light skinned cats, y'all shunned me for years, and the dark skinned people don't want me in their country either.
That's
though.
That's that so. Private school you went to talking.
All right, you go first, man.
No, you first.
No.
So you telling me that I'm less Black than you?
Yes,
so I need
you
got to
go first.
So
you got to start it off exactly.
Okay. All right. Fine. Politics.
Yeah, oh, all right.
Barack Obama.
There you go. Good one off the top. Well, then I'm going with MLK. Then since we ain't taking him off the cable, the great MLK.
Okay. So wait, what category is he falling into?
Politics / civil rights.
You sure not hustler?
No, you can't. No, we ain't gonna disparage the great MLK.
And by the way, we're not gonna. You can pick from whatever category you want in whatever order.
Yeah.
It's not like we put the category up and then you got to pick.
Yeah, no,
you
we just
got to think about a dope person that's gonna go with that. But I can't pick another person that's in politics. So like now, I can't come back and be like, oh, give me Jesse Jackson.
Yeah.
Not that I would be taking Jesse Jackson.
Jackson could be an affiliate of the Affinity Fuckery Gauntlet though too. There could be a case made for him for that. Listeners, if you wanted to make a case for Jesse Jackson being on an Infinity Fuck Gauntlet, I'm willing to listen.
Okay.
I'm willing to listen.
There's a new movie coming out soon, so we might need to do it. You took MLK for MLK. Your politics pick?
Yeah, I took MLK.
All right.
We're off the top. I had to go right with the joke.
You know me. I'm going to go to athletics right now, man. Right, I'm taking Jackie Robinson.
All right.
Shout out 100th birthday Jackie Robinson earlier this week, and happy 84th birthday to Hank Aaron.
There we go. Yeah, 100th birthday for Jackie Robinson, yeah.
Oh, and rest in peace. I'll do that for the end of the show.
Yeah. I'm going to go at inventors here. Mm-hmm. Garrett A. Morgan.
Bow Wow for the
Shout out to Bow Wow, man. We're not going to slander you this week, man. You're going through a lot.
We're
going to
do it early next week.
Yes. We're tabling it. We're gonna table our slant. We're gonna let you cook for a minute, man. You've been going through a lot this week, brother.
Let you heal for us.
Yeah. Just let you heal. Even though it's not funny, you got
Wait,
your ass
Wait, did you
whooping.
Say Garrett A. Morris?
Garrett A. Morgan, not Morris.
I was about to say from Saturday Night Live. What did he create?
Garrett A. Morgan invented the traffic light. He also invented the gas mask. Also invented a lot of other different inventions that we use every day.
Okay, that's what's up. I appreciate that. I'm going to go next. I'm going to go to music. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take Elvis. No, I mean, I'm going to take Prince.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I thought Elvis might have stole so much from us that maybe he got like
that he got third,
he got like the 30th day of February.
I'm going to go to sports, and I'm going to take the great
Jason Williams from the Sacramento Kings.
No. Since this is Black History Month, we gonna go deep in the crates for this one. And I'm going back to the alma mater. The great Jack Trice is my third pick. The only Division I stadium named after the African-American, number one, and he died on the field, was one of the first African-American players to also play in Division I college sports, period.
Okay.
So, okay. Yeah, we going in the crates, baby. We going
I
in the crates.
You. This is why you blacker than me. It's all right. I'm good. I'm comfortable with my blackness. All right. Next for me. Man, I'm gonna go with a nigga I know.
Okay. That was gonna be my next pick actually too.
Great. I'm gonna go with my Uncle Reggie.
With your Uncle Reggie.
He is the only person I know who has called one of his dead parents a motherfucker at the Thanksgiving table because he didn't give him the lunch money he wanted 30 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Said that motherfucker was always tight. He ain't never come up with it in front of that person's children who happen to be his siblings. He's also the only person we've ever known who everybody holds their breath every time he gets ready to open his mouth. And he is also the union chair for Bi-State Transit in the city of St. Louis. And that's why good shit's happening with Bi-State, because he's down there slapping people like Bernie Mac on Head of State.
So both of these parents deceased when he
yes,
said this?
Yes.
Damn. So, damn.
Oh, and also when he was a child, a dog bit him and he bit the dog back.
Whoa, shit.
I'm going with a nigga I know, and it's my Uncle Reggie.
Uncle Reggie. God damn. The nigga I know is going to be my homeboy. I've talked about him previous on this show. The great David Dudley. We also call him Double D. If anybody's heard me hear about the trunk story about a girl getting in the trunk, riding 45 minutes in the snow from Des Moines to Ames to try to holler at my brother Double D, but he had seemed to conveniently slip out the back door of the dorm, come back in the dorm on the other side, and be in his room. Keep in mind, he also had relations with this girl the previous night. And told her, hey, why don't you come back the next day? I may have something to do with you. Also, this man, Double D, lived secret lives on us. No. We would see him hanging with different people, and we didn't have pictures of him with other people. But he hung with us all the time. We don't know when he was hanging with them. We would see other people in dorms, and people were like, it's David. And they would have pictures of him hanging out with all these Powder Puff girls at they Powder Puff football games. And I'm like, when did you have time to hang with him? You had a food service with us every day. You eating with us every day. He's a well-traveled man. He decided, I'm going to go to Netherlands. This is a grown-ass man. I'm going to Netherlands. Like, who are you going with? By myself. Because he's that type of guy that can just figure out and know people, then do his thing and kick it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Double D also at the bowl game. Had four people hanging out with him. Went by. He didn't have a ticket with us. Mm-hmm. Went to his own seat. Came back. He has four people hanging out with him, talking to him. He's a man of the people, man.
Yeah.
David Dudley is my fourth pick. That nigga I know. And he listens to the show. I know he's going to buck up when I say it, when I put him out there.
Okay. I'm going with my first wild card pick.
Uh-oh.
I'm taking Oprah Winfrey.
Ooh, that's a heavy hitter.
Oprah defied all sorts of things that were stood up in front of her and said, yo, I'm going to be me. And I'm going to be the dopest me that there's ever been. And I'm going to be so dope that there can never be another me. I'm running with Oprah Winfrey. as my first wild card.
Damn, that's a good one, man. You're hitting me up. I got to trump you, but I'm not using this person as a wild card, but in the hustler category, Barry Gordy. I'm going the Barry Gordy route, even though he may have fraudulently got some money out of a lot of people and stole some paper from some places, but he got all them to the mountaintop. Mm-hmm. And he also lived a life where he didn't have to claim one of his kids today was 40-some years old. Shout out to Diana Ross's oldest daughter. and also made a mega empire over years and years and years of classics, classes up under him, and he's still alive. Going to Barry Gordy.
Going to great lengths to avoid paying that check.
Barry Gordy is my hustler.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go to next.
Oh, side note. Also ruined Jermaine Jackson's career as well, which is a great footnote for Barry Gordy.
We're supposed to have medicine in here, too.
Medicine? That was going to be science, but you said no science.
Oh, I thought I said not both.
No, medicine. You were saying no inventors,
medicine
science.
Medicine slash science.
Oh,
but not
okay.
Both.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go to medicine now.
Okay. Okay.
Now,
this is a tricky one because you could go some.
There's a lot of things.
10 years ago, most of us would have went to one place, but this person is actually on the Infinity Fuckly Gauntlet. 10 years ago, one person would have been the number one pick in this area.
Medicine? Who? Who?
Ben Carson.
Oh, yeah, sure. Actually, no. I'm going to go in a different direction. For medicine, I'm going to go with Master P.
Shut the fuck up.
For all of the medicine that he brought into the hood, and then he gave instructions about how to.
Or Ghetto D.
I think that might be being irresponsible.
I think you need to get a real doctor.
I'm going
to
go with Dr. Charles Drew.
Ooh.
Who created the blood.
The Q's are like you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, damn right. That's one of the few things they've contributed that have made the world a better place. I'm going with Charles Drew.
Okay.
Who created the blood transfusion, which has just saved incalculable amount of lives. Yeah. You know, so.
And also I want to put out that there is an infallacy about Charles Drew that he died from not having his own blood transfusion. That was like a whole urban legend for years. That didn't happen. That's not true.
Okay.
So that was a long thing that he was in a car accident and he died because they wouldn't let him get his own blood transfusion from his own invention. No. That's not true.
Okay.
Since we're having medicine, I'm going to trump you on that.
Don't try
and
me.
Go Don't try Dr. Daniel Hale Williams, who was the first person to do open heart surgery, period.
No, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Dr. Daniel Hale Williams.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Damn, you just said
the open heart surgery, huh?
First open heart surgery ever done is by a black man.
Okay.
I think it was done at Howard, too, I believe. Don't quote me on that, but I know it's somewhere around there.
Okay. Okay. That's cool. Yeah. Can we add another wild card spot? Can we add a third wild card spot?
Yeah, sure. We got time.
We'll add a third wild card spot. I'm going to need another one down the road here. Next up for me is going to be Hustler.
All right.
My Hustler is going to be Sean Combs.
That's a good one. That's a very good pick. That's a great pick. That is a great pick.
A man that is in multiple different categories he could show on.
He's
Diddy,
a DH for you. He's a DH.
Diddy can do whatever Diddy needs to do. And the reason why I'm selecting Diddy as the hustler is that it came out that Diddy offered somebody $210,000 for the name Sean Combs on Twitter. And dude said, but I sell combs.
He said, no, can I get it, though?
But I sell combs. Tell you what. I will give you this name if you buy all my combs. He said, wait a minute. We supposed to be calling you Diddy anyway. No matter what, though, Puff has remained as relevant, as consistently relevant as anybody. Puff is forever, man. He's like the Barry Gordy of this era.
No, he is.
He just stays relevant. And Puff has gotten relevant to the point where he's just relevant for being Puff. And that is the true definition of the hustle as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Yeah, you pretty much, that's a good one. That's a good one, Puff. Because he can be in different categories, too. Music. I'm going music here. This one may be disputable, but a lot of people do believe it. I'm going Beethoven, man.
Beethoven.
Beethoven's part black.
Wait a minute.
Yes, Ludwig van Beethoven is part black.
What is he, your light skinned person?
Yeah.
Oh no, dog. I need to see the
Beethoven's part black, man.
You need to go on ancestry.com and tie some niggas to him for me.
Hold on, let's do it right now. As I pull it up on the Googles. Told you, man. There is evidence potentially that Beethoven did have African ancestry. Now, I'll take it back if we only going to, because if he got 10% or something, he needs to be at least 50, right?
Is he counting as light skin?
Yeah, nah, but he's like 10%. They saying.
I don't know, man. So, that's like me showing up on a
white. So I'm gonna take Beethoven back.
You need to be taking some women.
I do. I know. Actually, let me go ahead and do that now. In the music category. For music, I'm going to take the great Janet Jackson.
Okay.
In my seventh pick for music. She also could flow in the, oh man, we got to do a movie, man. Actor. Got to do an actor category.
Thank you. Good call.
Yeah, we got to do an actor category too. Janet Jackson, man. She's went 3 or 4 decades in this game, man. She's been in it since the 70s. She's been on Different Strokes, Good Times, platinum albums. She ain't beating Prince, but she's a great pickup for me, for a woman, needed slot and music at the same time.
Hey, it's time for my fictional character.
All right.
My fictional character is Beyonce, because I'm not sure if she
You
can't look like that.
I'm throwing a flag on that one. Flag.
My fictional character is gonna be I can't say that.
You can say some dumb ass shit again.
Yeah. My fictional character is Omar off The Wire.
Good one. I was thinking about a Wire character for mine.
Yo, Omar threw one of the biggest curveballs while keeping a gangster in TV history. Omar kissed that dude in the mouth at the time in which he did it. I was like, whoa.
And it came out of nowhere, too, if you saw it. It
came out of nowhere.
If you didn't know about it beforehand, it came out of nowhere for you.
Right, exactly. But then he was straight capping cats for the rest of the time through. Omar, man. Omar, one of the most thorough TV characters of all time.
So I'm going TV right after you. George Jefferson is my TV character in my slot. He was the only one of people to call Cracker and Hunky.
That's your fictional character?
Fictional character, okay. Yeah, fictional. He's the only person to call people a Hunky and a Cracker within one same episode. And he owned all the cleaners in the hood.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember when he had to go in there and they was robbing his cleaners and had to go up in there and was like, hey, man, don't be robbing me. Damn, man, yeah. I'll give you a job.
Yeah, that's real.
And he called people hunkies and crackers by at any time, any place.
Yeah.
He had that money early in the 70s. Yeah. Penthouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know if we've had black. That was the first black excellence, right? Is George Jefferson the first black excellence we've seen on TV?
Like being black and overcoming?
Yeah. Like where you had real money where it was like, my money just as good as your money. I'm throwing money just like anybody else's money.
Chronologically?
Yeah, I'm talking about these. That's 75, I think. 75, 74, 75. Jefferson, and it went all the way to 82.
Yeah, I don't know. Might
so be, George might Jefferson, be. My eighth slot.
Next, my actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I'm buying early stock here. There's probably more accomplished people that I could go for here. Mm-hmm. We gotta add another category.
Okay, what is it?
Comedian.
Oh. So let's list the categories again real quick for everybody so people, if they listen along, so they can add their pen and paper and get it right. Yeah, let's recap them.
So real quick, the categories are politics, hustler, music, military and war, fictional character, athletics, inventors, medicine and science, actors, comedians, a nigga you know, a fuckery gauntlet member, and 2 wild card spots.
All right. Go ahead, Matt.
All right. So I'm going to buy early stock.
Yeah, you said your early stock?
On the actor here. Because I think this dude,
this pick is going to age very well.
Okay.
My pick is going to be Mashallah Ali.
Okay. Ooh. So you trying to put him down in the minors for you for a minute?
I think he's already in the majors.
Oh, okay.
I think he's already in the majors. I think he's going to get a second Oscar here in a couple of weeks, second supporting. And if you get two supporting actors, I got to figure that the big boy is going to come eventually. So, yeah, I like what that brother's doing. He's everywhere. He's doing different types of stuff. He's, you know what I'm saying, like you really see him working and handling up. So I'm with that.
Ooh, that's a good one. So next up, I'm going to go comedian, and I'm taking Chris Rock.
Chris Rock?
I'm taking Chris Rock.
Okay. I was going to go with my comedian next. I'm taking Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, Eddie Murphy is just, you know, I mean, yeah. I was kind of struggling with putting him in the actor slot.
That's what I was thinking. He could be in the actor slot. I was thinking the actor slot.
And get another one there. But, you know, hey, man, Eddie Murphy. I mean, I wish Eddie would take to the stage, but I ain't going to get mad at him, man. Get your money, brother.
Military, I'm taking Colin Powell.
That's strong play.
He can go into politics, too, if I need him to. He can slide over there when MLK dies.
MLK dies. Wait a minute.
Fill in that slot for me, too.
Excuse me. did I take an inventor yet? Mm-mm. I didn't take an inventor yet. Give me Madam C.J. Walker.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Give me Madam C.J. Walker. Who set into motion everything that's now become King's Beauty Supply. Legacy. Legacy, baby.
I'm going with a wild card here. And I'm going to take You know what? No, I'm going to go back. Take an actor. Actor here I'm going to take is, man, I want him off. I want to go with him or not. Oh, man, this actor. He, you know what? No, I'm going to Finnery Fuck with Gun. I'm taking Bill Cosby.
Oh!
I'm going to Finnery Fuck with Gun. I'm taking Bill.
Oh, you just stepped out in the middle.
Yeah, man.
That's him.
Yeah. Look, it was like one of those things where you got your draft board. And somebody was like, they just throw the card in front of you. Like, no, like Bill Cosby. We're taking our Infinity Fuckery Gauntlet.
Well, shit, I'm going to the Gauntlet too. We doing that? Then give me OJ, baby.
No, you can't take OJ.
Yes, I can.
OJ is the Gauntlet. You can't take them.
Damn it!
It's the pieces in the Gauntlet.
God damn it!
OJ is
give me Tiger Woods, dude.
He's not in the Gauntlet.
Is he not?
No, he's not.
Wait, how did we not put him in there?
He's not in there because he ain't did nothing fuckery though like that.
Shit.
We had R. Kelly, Omarosa, Ben Carson.
Oh, that's right. Clarence Thomas.
Thomas, yeah. and Bill Cosby. Those are hard people. I mean, you can't put Tiger over Bill.
Kanye's in there.
Kanye. So
I'll take Kanye.
Okay. Yeah. That's damn a good it. One, actually. I had to go to that fuckery Gauntlet, man.
Kanye West makes my team. He can fill in as a musician and do all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to actress though. Angela Bassett, our runner up in the dopest black woman of all time bracket. I'm going Angela Bassett.
All right. Shit, I'm about. How many picks we got left? I got one pick left.
We got two picks left.
What am I missing?
I got two wild cards left.
I've got one wild card left. I'm trying to figure out what I haven't done yet. Science? No, I got an inventor.
But you did science.
I got
with
medicine. I got Charles Drew.
Yeah, you got Charles Drew.
Well, and I have. I got the fictional character. I got politics. I got the fuckery gauntlet. I got a hustler. I got music. I don't have military and war.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have a wild card and military and war.
Yeah, and I got two wild cards.
I'm going to take military and war now. And
Who you got?
Let's see how loosely we define this.
Here we go. Are you going? If you go where I think you may have an inkling to be going.
Let's see here. Can I take Huey Newton?
No.
He was waging civil war.
No, you can't take Huey
Newton. It's got to be like battle war?
Yes, military.
Crispus Attucks.
No, man, he was coming out of the club.
Listen, man, he started the
war. No, but he came out of the club. You can't count somebody coming out the club, getting them a drink throwing, and some niggas start shooting.
He started the revolutionary war.
But he didn't
war.
Mean to. He was coming out getting a drink. He was trying to go and get it to my ass, and he got popped.
I'm taking my grandpa in, dog.
No, you can't take nobody. We don't know the military.
He was in World War II.
Okay, man, it's a lot of black
people.
I'll
give you the stats. He was in the motorcycle battalion and transport through North Africa, Italy, and the Middle East in World War II. Can I take T'Challa?
No.
He's fighting in a war.
I'm going to give you somebody good.
Don't give me anybody. I want to take... Can I take Medgar Evers?
No. You can't take Medgar Evers, man.
I think your definition of war is different than my definition of war.
We're talking about actual military. Dude, you got a good one sitting out there, man.
Okay, I'm going to take this one. I'm serious with this one.
Okay.
I'm taking Elder Watson Diggs. He fought in World War II after he left Indiana University.
Is that your forever,
brother? And that's the founder of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity.
And he fell out and you don't know where he is.
Huh?
And nobody knows where
no,
he is.
No, this is the main founder of Kappa Alpha Psi.
Okay, he died in World War I.
No, he did not die.
Oh, he did not
die.
Okay.
He did not die in war, but he was one of four of our founders.
Okay, that's a good one.
He was one of our four of our founders.
That went to World War
II. That went to World War II.
Two. Okay,
World War II.
Okay.
And fought in that.
That's a great one.
Thank you.
I won't tell you Shaka Zulu.
Was it one or two?
I'm going to take that wild card for mine, Shaka Zulu.
Oh, that's a good call. Wait. Oh, yeah. He's your
wild card. Yeah. Who changed warfare, period, in Africa. He also set up the army, even though he was kind of a crazy man at the same time. And his own people turned on him and killed him because he was killing everybody's firstborn child in the whole nation. But that same tribe, that same nation that he built was putting a foot in the British ass for a while. And he got them all trained up in the style of warfare that they had. But he didn't get to see it for real.
Mm-hmm. I hear that.
But he trained them up.
I hear that.
So I got one more wild card left.
Can I pick David?
David who?
From the Bible.
No, man. That's somebody we don't know, man. Like, what he is for real, man. If you could pick David, I could get Beethoven in off the blocks.
It was World War One. I'm sorry.
It's World War One. Because I was thinking World War One. I was thinking World War One because of when your chapter was found. Yeah.
Age, yeah. There was other people. There was other people I could have took. I just didn't want to take them. There was, what's his name? Goddamn, what was his name that was the general? He wasn't, Colin Powell's the highest ranking black military officer of all time.
So what, the first black general?
There was another one. There was another one that was really high ranking.
Yeah, you're talking about the dude that was in Tuskegee Airmen.
Yeah.
But he ended up being the first general.
What was his name?
I'm going to tell you now. Because that's
who I was thinking about.
That's who I was looking up to try to give you too until I thought about Shaka Zulu. It is, man. I know my history buffs is kicking me in my ass.
I feel bad about that one because that's like
no. I know that one.
That's like one of those things that I should know from like school and all of that.
Yeah. Benjamin O. Davis.
That's who I'm thinking about. Can I have Benjamin O. Davis?
Junior or senior?
Senior.
Junior is the one you want. Junior is the one that got higher rank.
He really?
Yeah. Senior is the first black general. Period. But he's
the
first.
That's what
four.
I was thinking about.
But Junior's the first, I think, 3 or 4 star general though. So he went above his dad.
Okay, that's right. That's right. I do remember that. I do remember that. That in the heavy. We had a crazy heavy Black history because my elementary school was 99% black. So we had a crazy heavy like. But there was a lot of white students in elementary school, other schools, but mine was like the black elementary school. So we had a crazy heavy Black History Month thing that went through with it. I just couldn't remember which one of them it is. But I'll take Senior because he was first.
Yeah,
I'm going to scratch Diggs from it because of the next person I want to take is my wild card person who stands in as that for my last pick. My last wild card person, Colin Kaepernick, dog.
Ooh,
that's my guy, man. That's my guy. I know, just from knowing
personally from the interactions I had with him and knowing really what his character's about and be able to really pick him as a dude who's going to be remembered. But I like some upside picks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So with Colin and with Mashal Ali and with Diddy, who still got a lot more hustling to do, I got a lot of upside picks, and that's what I like. I like that. You know, I don't want for it all to be an all-star team of who's who of black. I mean, I could have easily took Denzel. You know, I could have easily did this, but I need some upside guys too, man. So I'm taking Colin for my last pick.
Colin, man, that's a good one. That's a real good one. My last Black History Month pick to wrap this all up. I'm going to go. This is my wild card. I'm going to go to the Old West with this. This is the history buff in me. Bass Reeves. He's a Ranger, and he got everybody he ever went after. He has a 100% capture ratio. Like picking, black, white, everybody.
It's like picking Django. I hear that.
There you go. Bass Reeves, man. It's actually sad that there's not been a movie about him, though. He's like that dope.
You want to add two more things on this real quick?
We can do it. I've got some more. We can do it. We're going
to
do it.
We're going to get to 16. We'll get to 16.
Are we doing two more wild cards?
It's not going to be people, though. It's going to be works.
Yeah. Okay.
Two black works.
Ooh, so movies, film, albums.
Musical work first.
One musical, one film.
Yeah.
All right. Ooh.
You go first. We'll switch.
Okay. Movie. For the film, I'm going to put in Boomerang.
Okay.
For my film, because it's the first film we got to see where it wasn't any more black people in it. Barely any white people got to speak in it. And it was showing black excellence and black professionalism, but not being preachy about it. It was very, very undercut and low. Like, these is everyday black people that's making paper, though, going through general problems in life and romance and love and shit like that.
I'm going to go with Malcolm X.
That's a good one. That's a great one.
And the reason I'm going to go with Malcolm X is because, you know, shout out to Spike Lee, who I was listening to on Bill Simmons' podcast earlier today. But the reason why I'm going to go with Malcolm X is because Malcolm X was like a mainstream wake-up call to studios, to people. It was a cultural phenomenon. It was something that, like, carried people into an era that they wouldn't have known about. It really, like, set forward, like, a real heavy black revival in the early 90s.
And a lot of motherfuckers got Ralph and them X hats, too.
Oh, yeah, I still got one.
You still got one?
Yeah, still got one.
Oh, word.
You know what I'm saying? And it's, you know what I'm saying? It really set, like, I was 10, I think, when that came out. Mm-hmm. And, like, it really was, like, an awakening for, like, our generation. For, like, yo, these things are relevant right now. Like, this is, like, yo, we need to be looking at some of the things he's talking about right now. And now, 26 years later or whatever it is, it still is like relevant right now. You know what I mean?
It's a masterpiece of a film. Like, I dare you to find fault with that film. You know, music. I'm gonna go. I've really had too much hip hop in here, so I'm going with, since we is Black History Month, Public Enemy. It Takes a Nation of Millions.
Okay.
It's my musical. I know there's a lot of other albums I could have picked, but it's Black History Month, and it's a Black History Draft. It Takes a Nation of Millions, Public Enemy.
I'm going to go in a completely different direction than anybody could guess I'm going to go with right here. I'm going to go with music, undeniable music, not just music that people enjoy listening to, but undeniable craftsmanship. I'm going with Kinda Blue by Miles Davis.
Ooh, over Bitches Brew?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm good because it is seminal. It's popular.
People say Bitches Brew is the best album, though.
Well, I'm just talking about,
him. Oh, the way it affected the rest of the game?
Yes. Yes, I'm talking about because it's seminal. It's the music that, like, literally defines what the genre is all about. It's the highest level. It ain't about best sales. It's not about anything like that. It's about the highest caliber that art form can be.
I'm with you.
That's it. So, to recap these teams, I'll run mine out first. Yes. Barack Obama, Jackie Robinson, Prince, My Uncle Reggie, Oprah Winfrey, Charles Drew, Sean Puff Daddy Combs, Omar from The Wire, Mashal Ali, Eddie Murphy, Madam C.J. Walker, Kanye West, Benjamin O. Davis Sr., Colin Kaepernick, Malcolm X the film, and Kinda Blue.
All right, I'm going to recap mine. The great Martin Luther the King, Garrett A. Morgan, Jack Trice, David Dudley, a.k.a. Double D, Berry Gordy, Dr. Daniel Hale Williams, Janet Jackson, George Jefferson, Chris Rock, Colin Powell, Bill Cosby, Angela Bassett, Shaka Zulu, Bass Reeves, Boomerang for my film and album, Public Enemy, Takes a Nation of Millions.
Can't beat that.
Yeah, man. So, y'all, I hope y'all followed along with us. Make your team. So let us know what you think. Also, vote. We're going to have a poll up on the Twitter page. It'll be pinned at the top. Vote for what you think would be the best between Matt and mine. And it'll be on Facebook if you're a Facebook person as well. And if you're on Instagram, just go up on the comments.
Do what you will.
Yeah, we'll see which one you think is the best. Thank y'all for listening. Or you can email us if you don't have any of those. Some people don't have any social media. Email us straight, olc@gmail.com. Let us know your brackets, too. Email us your bracket. No, not your bracket. Your lineup from this as well as you played along. Thank y'all for listening. We'll be back soon next week with a lot of dopeness. We'll be moving on new digs in 2 weeks.
Yeah, man. More about that next week. We got a real big announcement coming forward that's going to really kind of change the way the show goes for the better.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? It's, we'll be coming to that soon. So, yo.
All right. See y'all. Peace.